Thank you. All right, the meeting of the Government Operations Committee is called to order. Time is 10:44. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse?
Present.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Congressman Maker? Congresswoman Pratt? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Present. Declare quorum. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Congressman Potts, would you give us a prayer, please?
Lord, we thank you for today, and we just thank you for the opportunities to serve our people. Just watch over us and guide the decisions that we make at this table, and let our actions be guided by your name, we pray.
Amen. Do we have any minutes?
I don't have a packet.
Thank you.
Move to approve the minutes from April 8th as presented.
There's a motion. Is there a second? Motion and a second. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no.
Abstain.
One abstention. The minutes. Next item on the agenda is reports. This is on the agenda every time. If the budget analyst sees something that we need to discuss, she's been letting us know, and I have no report from her that we have anything that we need to talk about today. Financials, those are also listed at every meeting. She has not indicated to me that there's anything that she feels like we need to go over. I appreciate her keeping us apprised of that. Next item on the agenda is a consideration of ONCA 1912, an act to establish a fund for home loan and down payment assistance for first-time home buyers. All members of the Osage Nation to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. I yield the chairmanship to vice chair.
All right, Madam Chair. Consideration of ONC 1912, you have the floor.
So we went over this for the first time last week, and representatives of the housing department were here, and I've met with them a couple of times since then. the representative's here today. Thank you for coming. I said, can you come? And she came here, and I really appreciate that on short notice. I have distributed out some support documentation. This is the second go-round of support documentation. And I will direct you to page 3 that talks about income limits. I had in the bill that there was an income limit of $75,000. After discussion, I think it's a better process to link it to what the feds use, and we can use a percentage of what they cite as the income limits. I do think this needs income limits, otherwise it's, well, I think it's for assisting people that need down payment assistance. And I think that means that after a certain income limit, that need is not as great. So I will have some amendments to propose, but because of schedules and some other things that are going on, I'd like to just leave you with these documents and let you know that I'm going to put it on another agenda. I would like this bill out. I think it's important for all members of our nation to get an opportunity to have this assistance.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
So before we move on from this, I'm trying to get on the same page with what this legislation is going to do. Currently, we administrate just a tribal assistance for down payment assistance that do not qualify under these HUD guidelines.
Right.
So with this bill that we're looking at, is it your intention that whatever they're administrating right now for tribal assistance that doesn't have any income level is rolled into what this bill is here, or are we going to have 3 levels of down payment assistance? I need to know what I'm working towards so I can make proper amendments.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Currently, there is, and Amy might explain it better, but currently there is a tier that is the 80% guideline that you can see on that page. That qualifies you for federal assistance.
Right.
If you can't qualify for the federal assistance, tell me when I say it wrong, then you can go into the 100% tier, which they will try to qualify you under. And if you can't qualify under either of those tiers, then they move you into the tribal assistance. Did I say that right? Okay. And so after that, then you move into the tribal assistance. Tribal assistance doesn't currently have any income guidelines or restrictions, correct?
You have to be over tier 1 and 2.
Okay. But to my way of thinking, it needs to have a ceiling at some level. And my proposal is rather than just put a number out there to track perhaps 150% or 125% of these guidelines. So that was going to be an amendment I was going to make.
Okay, so my understanding is correct. Then this legislation will capture all tribal dollars that are spent on down payment assistance for Osages that are over the NHASDA guidelines.
Right.
That's your intention of this legislation?
Yes.
Okay. All right, that helps me be able to work.
And it allows all Osage members, regardless of geographic locale, to apply for that assistance.
Very clear from reading that bill.
Okay, because currently it's only within the state of Oklahoma.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so that's all I have for today. And because we have people waiting and other things going on, I'm going to move to table ONCR 1912 to the call of the chair.
We have a motion to table.
I'm sorry, postpone.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second to postpone. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion passes.
So we have some open space this week. I intentionally left some space open on some agendas that we could move, and I will repopulate an agenda with this bill. with a goal towards getting the amendments out and getting the bill out. Okay? All right. Thank you. Thank you for coming down. I appreciate that. All right. Next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCA 1925, an act to amend the criminal code on crimes against persons at 6 ONC section 2134 to allow for spouses to be prosecuted for sexual assault and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. Congresswoman Stabler, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. This bill, when I first started considering it, was basically just like a cleanup bill, I thought, and something to correct an old bill that had excluded spouses. And the more I got into it, the more I realized what a major change this is, because these bills have been on the books, I think, for a long time. And of course, I don't know if it's that times have changed or we have grown up or mentalities have changed, but now we find that there is a huge, huge need to change this particular wording, these three little words in there, because at any given time, especially like in this room, 56% of women have faced some sexual assault at some time in their life. Now, whether it's through date or through strangers, a majority of it is through spousal abuse. We know that in the last couple of years, we had one spouse actually shoot another spouse in Fairfax and murdered her on the street. These are devastating times. The more I've gotten involved in the information with this bill and with forthcoming bills, it's going to call for a major rehash of this bill. So today, I'm asking us to consider this first small change, which is monumental, whatever way to say it.
Be monumentous too.
Monumentous too. And to make this change right now, because it's that important. I will let you know that I believe we passed the House and we're waiting on the Senate now to do a reauthorization of the VAWA Act. And after that happens, I'll be looking at more changes and major renovations to upgrading the our VAWA Act. So that's my involvement here. I've asked the director of domestic violence or family violence department to come, and would like to ask her to come to the table if that's all right with
sure.
the committee.
Mm-hmm. And you have to talk directly into the microphone.
Yes.
Either one,
yeah. If anyone has any questions.
Congressman Bighorse.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, now that I've talked to the director and have a little bit better understanding, just for the listening public out there, we've had some constituents that are watching this piece of legislation, and they're standing behind it, and they were questioning about the dating portion of it, and as you explained, it's the actual married couples that have been left out. So if you could just clarify that for the listening public out there so that they understand that dating couples are covered.
Yes, under Osage law, as it exists right now, our sexual assault law covers any, I guess, non-consensual contact. But then there are these words in the beginning that say, unless you're married. And so it covers everyone else. But again, as VAWA is reauthorized on a federal level, if it passes as is, then tribes will also be able to prosecute non-natives for sexual assault in addition to what we can currently do. And so I think we're looking at, in the future, just really revisiting everything we've got, because we'll be able to do a lot more to keep women safe on the Osage Reservation.
So Paula, the specific, you said you started out with the specifics of removing three words from the bill, and that literally is what this act does?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they would be, where would they have appeared before?
Maria might have it.
I have it up right now.
Okay.
At the Section A currently reads, it shall be unlawful to intentionally, wrongfully, knowingly, and without consent subject another not his or her spouse, to any sexual contact.
Okay.
So I think that we're striking that phrase, not his or her spouse.
All right, does everyone understand what the amendment does? So at this time, would you like to move to go into executive session for legal matter?
Yes.
Can I ask one more question in an open session? So that's the only thing that you've done here? Is
yes.
there been any other language that's been updated in this? Okay, thank you. That helps me.
Okay. At this time, I'd like to ask for a motion to move into executive session for proprietary matters.
Legal matter.
Second.
The
motion is by me. I can make a motion. Yes, I can.
So moved.
Is there a point of order or something?
Well, let's do have a point of order, because did you all resolve this yesterday? We talked about it yesterday.
Yes.
What do the rules say?
The rules say that Congress members can make amendments. They cannot make motions
oh.
if they're not a committee member.
Sure. I'm getting texts that people can't hear you.
Just amendments only.
Okay, everybody speak up. Okay, so, yes?
Move to go into executive session.
So moved. Second.
Lots of motions. Let's give it to Congressman Potts. He made it. Second by Congressman Big Horse. Thank you, Congressman Whitehorn. We had this issue yesterday, and we did ask for that the rules be considered. And so I guess... It's
thank you,
but you did request it too, so your request was granted.
And in discussion, I believe that we've always thought that we were proceeding in a correct way when another member of Congress made a motion.
Okay.
And but that has been
clarified.
A practice, but
okay.
Now we're clear.
All right, thank you.
Until we aren't.
All right.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? So I would ask anyone that is here to discuss legal matters to stay. Please stay.